Give it up for Josh Johnson!
I think that debate is incredibly important. It means a lot if you can take the time to distill all your thoughts, put them up against the thoughts of someone that you don't agree with, and at least come to some common ground, find some basis in reality of at least why the two of you believe what you believe, right? My worry, though, is that every day debate is getting dumber. Like in a way that's not even savable now. I mean, it's one thing for us to disagree about something and then try to talk the thing out as best as possible. But what's happening now is insane. Especially online. I am watching so many people argue if 100 men can beat one gorilla. Based on the comments I am seeing, I'm terrified that one gorilla might outsmart 100 men. This is very bad. The logic is not lining up here at all. It's a gorilla. It's gorilla. You don't really need to know much. It's gorilla. Gorilla. Like It's a gorilla, and it's 100 dudes, but we haven't even established the parameters of the battle. We haven't. Like, some people, for their scenario, they want to use 100 UFC fighters specifically. And it's like, all right. Maybe. But also, where is the battle taking place? If this is 100 men versus one gorilla in an open field, Maybe everybody can flank them and surround them and jump on each other and try to smother them or whatever the plan is. But if this is just a gorilla running into a Blink Fitness, everybody dying. Like everybody die. Every single person in there is dying. If this was just a gorilla running up into church, then yeah, nobody's making it. The plans are insane. The ways that people who I know don't actually own dry erase boards have gone to the store bought a dry erase board specifically for this purpose, brought it home and then put it in front of their phone like they just had that in the garage or something, breaking out the marker, going through the whole thing. And this is what gets me, right? Is that no matter who you talk to, anyone that really believes that these 100 men are going to beat this one gorilla, no matter who you talk to, everybody is like, all right, look, some of y'all will die. <It's> like, that's why it's not going to work. You didn't say us. You said some of y'all, which means you plan on, that's the thing that really gets me, is that you're assuming that 100 men are going to cooperate. Like, you're assuming 100 men are just going to be like, yeah, you got it, boss. No, you know what I mean? Cooks are going to be in that kitchen. Probably enough for a gorilla to kill. That's crazy. 100. It's been a week. It's been a full week of me arguing. I'm like, guys, it's a gorilla. It's a gorilla. Okay. No. This is important. This is important, all right? Because I could tell just by the vibe in here that a couple of the dudes in here are like, nah. I can feel it. I can legitimately feel it. I'm not psyching at all, but I'm looking at you, look at me, and I can see a couple of y'all are like, maybe he can't do it, but somebody been working out all winter. Okay. No, okay, this is important, all right? So, in the true crime documentary space. Okay? As men, we've had a rough go of it. Turns out we do most of the killing, okay? We do a lot of the killing. We do a bunch of it. Some would say all. Some would say we just haven't caught the women yet. But we do a ton of it, all right? We do an HBO, a Netflix, a Paramount, a Hulu, a Disney Plus amount of the killing, all right? We do all the podcast killing. We do all that, right? And because we do all that, we've been getting a bad rap for a while. There's a lot of people like, ooh, you going to a dinner date with a man? Watch out, girl, right? Like, it's just all of us killing all the time. I haven't killed anybody. I've been at home watching these men kill. That's... But said all that to say that in 2024, we got a bit of a reprieve, right? We got a little bit of a stay on our beat down in the media as men, right? Because a documentary series came out called Chimp Crazy, all right? Now, Chimp Crazy, you may not recognize it as the savior that it is, but you got to remember that in documentary series, all of them almost exclusively have been about men being evil and bad and murdering and all this other stuff. And then finally, there was a show called Chimp Crazy where almost exclusively white women were adopting chimps, letting them get too strong and releasing them into the community. It's like, that's what we needed. It's not all up. Finally, something is not a man's fault, because they interviewed these women and they're like, no, he's like my baby. And then he gets real strong. She's like, ooh, let him out the window. Like, he's... If you have not watched it, it is a phenomenal series. It is genuinely terrifying and insane. And it is both brilliantly done and horrible to watch, but also captivating. You can't look away. It is truly insane. And I know that there should probably be a name. There should probably be a name for what this thing is that these ladies have, because basically in the U.S., we like having exotic animals, and one of the exotic animals that people really love having is chimps, right? And so these people get chimps on the black market, and when you get a chimp very, very young, it does act almost exactly like a human baby. Now, what's so crazy about this situation is that some of the women in these chimp crazy scenarios, they do have kids. They have kids. The kid will even be like, oh yeah, I went to college and came back and she didn't notice. She loved that chimp. That chimp is her favorite. Yeah, I don't even know what to do. Right? So some of these women do have kids, some of them don't, right? But they treat the chimp like a child, because when they get it, it genuinely needs them the way that a baby would need a mother. They even have to hold the bottle for the milk, and they have to cradle it just like a baby and everything. And it's very sweet, it's very cute, and the chimp does get attached to them, like deeply attached, like a baby would, right? And the first 2 years of owning a chimp, you shouldn't do it, don't do it. The first 2 years of owning a chimp is exactly like having a baby. You know, they're not really talking. They're learning to walk. They're doing all the stuff like on the sort of timetable that's almost close to like a human baby, right? And then at three, the chimp does get strong, stronger than a baby, but still acting like a baby. You can still train it and tell it what to do and get it to stop doing stuff and everything, because the chimp is like, it's taking in all of the stimulus around it. And if you raise it like a kid, it'll start acting like a kid. At five is where you run into trouble, because at five is the first time the chimp looks around and goes, I'm the strongest one in here. I don't think I'm going to bed. All right. So said all that to say that one example is in the show Chimp Crazy. This woman is okay. So she has her chimp, right? And the chimp, they've been trying as a community, as a city, they've been telling her, you got to get rid of this chimp. She's like, no, it's my baby. No, I can't do that. No. Right. Never mind the chimp. She would take the chimp in the truck with her to go places, so she'd take it to go get ice cream or whatever. And there was one time she took it to go get ice cream, and it just got out of the truck, and nobody could get it back in, and it stopped traffic because it was like, I like where I'm standing right now, and I bet you won't move me, right? And so then the city told her, look, if anything like this ever happens again, we have to come get the chimp. You can't just have the chimp stop in traffic and stuff. She's like, okay, right? Then one day, the chimp's got to be like, oh, it's over 5 now. And it's just wilding out because it's like, you know what? I should be in the trees. I should be in the trees, and wood paneling isn't going to cut it. So it's flying throughout the home, right? And she freaking out. So then, as much as these women are like, this is my baby, this is my child, whatever, when you listen to the 911 call, almost every time, they're like, shoot it. Almost exclusively. Every single time, right? And so then she's over here. She is either making so much noise or calls her neighbor that her neighbor comes over to help her, right? Now, this neighbor doesn't love the chimp like she loves the chimp. So the neighbor is like, we have a wild animal in here that will kill us on purpose or by accident. I have no idea, right? And she's already calling. She's calling the 911. And she's like, shut it, right? And then her neighbor, in order to try to subdue the chimp, attacks the chimp from behind, right? And then the chimp turns around, and I don't know if it was on purpose or by accident, but that chimp slapped her face off. And that's not even a gorilla. So you have no chance against a gorilla. In what world do you have the nerve to think you could last again? And then you see the dudes in here. No, okay, we gonna send them in waves, right? So that first wave gonna get in there trying to tire him out. It's like, no, he won't get tired if he killed for fun. If murder is his favorite game, he's not gonna get tired of anything. No. You run it up on that gorilla. Gorilla just grabbed 2 dudes, right? Just grabbed their legs, used them as nunchucks to beat everybody else. They're over here going full Bruce Lee with it. No, it's insane. It's an insane premise. No. You're assuming 100 men are going to cooperate, coordinate, execute this plan. You're assuming you don't have a single coward in there. Because I'll tell you right now, I'm not the one. All right? You better pray I'm not one of your 100 men. You'll know you shouldn't be jumping the gorilla with me, because I'll be that type. If you ever have somebody in your clique like this, don't do the jumping. If there's somebody like me, it's like, let's get them, fellas. That's a sign of somebody who's about to get you killed, all right? If they say fellas, that's insane. Attack, boys. No. It's true. I'm not that guy. And I'm fine not being that guy, too. There's some people that need to prove something to someone all the time. That's not me. I became very comfortable with who I was a long time ago. Even in other situations, you know, I can already tell you right now, when it comes to things getting bad in the world, apocalypse type of stuff, I'll die. Apocalypse, I will be dying. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I don't know. You know, I had some friends that I went to church with, all prepping and all this stuff like that. I was like, I don't know why are you trying so hard to live if the apocalypse happens. Like, we both think we going to the same place. I'm gonna get there early. Why would I keep fighting? No, that's crazy. I'm not gonna keep fighting after bullets. I can't make bullets, so that's the end of my fighting, right? And I can barely hold a gun at that. I'm gonna miss a lot. So if it's like a zombie apocalypse situation, I'm getting bit, okay? I'm not trying to get bit. I'm not going to offer up my neck or something like that. I just already know that if I'm in a zombie apocalypse situation, when the zombie is coming at me, I'm going to be like, oh, he ain't got no ears. 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 I will not be running. He ain't got no ears. 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 Biting my neck. He ain't got no ears. He ain't got no ears. He ain't got no ears. He ain't got no. No, if there's a zombie apocalypse, I'm a zombie immediately. You know, but I feel like I wouldn't even zombie right. If I'm really being for real with you, I don't think I would do it. I don't think I would zombie, like, in a way that made my family proud. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think I could. Because I'm already not a fighter. I wasn't fighting enough to not be a zombie. I was ready to die. You know, like I've watched The Last of Us. I was like, would not be me. That's not making it to season 2, probably not episode 3. All right. You're not going to catch me fighting to live in a world with no Wi-Fi. Are you serious? What are you doing? I'm out here trying to treat this water, drinking dirty water, but I put charcoal in it, so maybe that'll get some of the... Just so I can read by candlelight? Are you serious? No. I'm not gonna be fighting this hard to live in the past. No, and then I get bit, now I'm a zombie, and I'm an embarrassing zombie. I just don't think I would have... I don't know if I got the base to be a zombie. Do you know what I mean? Because zombies supposed to be like, right? I don't know what it is. I feel like I would just be like, ah. I got my hands wrong too. Zombies don't even want to hunt with me. They're like, Even humans are like, can I be bit by anybody but him? Like, I don't like what he's doing. Oh, new zombies trying to show me how to zombie right. Like, maybe, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe somebody I know got bit before me. And zombies can, like, communicate a little bit. Because it's like a virus that you both share and you're trying to spread it to other people. So there's pulling people aside, trying to get them to give me a chance, you know. Over here, like, That's how I die twice. Like, all I'm saying, all I'm really trying to say is that I'm not like a survivor in that way, you know? And so if it's me and 99 other people, it is up to those 99 other people to take out this gorilla. Because the other thing, even when you have a plan, famously, Mike Tyson said everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face. In the case of a gorilla, everyone has a plan until they get their whole face slapped off. Because even if we're all charging in, let's get them, fellas. Even if we're all rushing in, right? And we're boot to boot, side by side. You're there to protect the man next to you, and you're running in with everything that you have. We will, out of instinct, stop the first face that comes on. We will be like, ooh, that, just that hesitation alone. Three more of us died. Just that, ooh, you can't even have that. Oh, because if we're talking about 100 men, this is the way I imagined it. And maybe I'm wrong to the people who I think are wrong. The way I imagined it, it was 100 men. It'd be 100 men at random, 100 different body types, 100 different backgrounds, 100 different ages, you know? So I think you're rushing in with 100 random men. If you even have a plan, if you really think you can pull this off, right? I think you still have to take into account who you're gonna have by virtue of that randomness. Like, I think out of 100 men, you're gonna get at least 9, maybe as high as 13, actual martial arts practitioners. People who actually know how to fight. And actually knowing how to fight may not save you, because you gotta remember, men lose fights to men. Every time men fight, a man lose. So just because he knows some stuff doesn't mean it's going to be effective. You might have your jiu-jitsu practitioner in there. Blue, black, who knows? Whatever belt suits your fancy for the scenario. He runs in. He actually sinks up an arm bar on that gorilla. Gets him right where he wants him. Grabs the arm, legs in between, pulling it, trying to break that elbow, right? Pulling it as hard as he can. And you see the gorilla go, huh? Huh. That is useful. Bow, 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 bow. Now you just made the gorilla a gauntlet to beat the rest of us with. You know? Get a Muay Thai fighter in there. Ooh. Muay Thai with the short, close combat. That's where you get the elbows in, where you get the knees in, right? And maybe he gets that gorilla right where he wants him, jumps up, wraps his hands around the gorilla's head, goes for that knee, right? Mm. And then the gorilla's like, that knee was delicious. Turns out knees are my favorite flavor. I will be attributing that to the rest of my combatants. You might have somebody in there. Ooh, somebody well-versed, potentially a master of kung fu. And we're talking old style kung fu, the things they made the movies of. Right? He'll be a great distraction. You have him off to the side. Hey, gorilla! Y'all, now. Y'all, get him. Hey, get him. Hey, hurry. Y'all, he getting close. Y'all. Hey, he getting close. Hey, don't run. Oh, he getting close. Y'all, hurry, do something. The last half was in heaven because he died away, like halfway through that. Because there are people who don't want to believe that individuals like this exist, but they do. They do. Out of 100 men, you're going to have at least one of those people that's really gifted with animals. And I don't mean, by the way, like a vet. I mean gifted with animals the way that they make TV shows about those people. You know those dog people? Those dog whisperers? They make the whole TV show. You don't know what... He doesn't actually train you in what he doing. He just knows how to do it. You know, dog acting all bad and everything, and then he whisper in the dog's ear, and you can't tell what he's saying, he's just sort of making noises. But the dog is like, ooh, you cooking, okay. Yes, that does make sense. I should stop biting people in the face, yeah. For every 100 men, I believe, personally, you will have one Doolittle. You'll have one guy that can really communicate with an animal. There are people, and there are animal people. And he is the most animal person. He is an animal person, squared, right? He just knows something, connection to nature. There's something intuitive there. And he goes, hey, y'all, look, we're almost all dead. Let me try. And you're inclined to let him try because you're down to like 43 of you. So if it didn't happen with 100, the odds are getting slimmer by the guy. That's the only thing that bothered me about the whole thing, where it's like there was one dude whose whole plan was for the first 20 guys to die. I'm like, well, then it's really just 80 of you versus a gorilla. Those are worse odds. Anyway. He, you know, goes up to the gorilla and maybe he's beating his chest. Maybe he's making noises. I don't know what he's doing because I don't know how to do it. But he's going up there. And the gorilla is even like, oh, okay. Well, what's that there? And he goes up and even gets close. And the other guys are hanging back. They're like, oh, what should we do? I don't know. It's working. He's talking to him. Should we try to get behind him? I don't know. Let him do what he's gonna do. Maybe the gorilla will kill himself, I don't know. He goes up to the gorilla and he's communicating in whatever shared language, shared motions, movements that they have. And he tells that gorilla, hey, look. It's about 43 of us left. Kill everybody but me.